Speaking of feeling good, Ben the Man for Land Parsons is here. He's feeling good this morning because he's got some new land to talk about, and he's going to educate us a little bit on real estate stuff. Ben the Man for Land Parsons from RE/MAX Property Pros here in Tomahawk with us this morning. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Jeff.
All right. We're going to talk about a couple of things. You got that new piece of land. You want to save that for later? You want to get that out right away?
Yeah, let's put that on the back burner. Just kind of keep people's attention.
Back burner for the new land listing here. Buying down points. I'm going to be honest with you. I bought and sold a few houses. I don't know what this means. I've heard the phrase out there, but somebody says, well, Jeff, what does it mean when you're buying down points? I said, I'm going to talk to a professional like Ben Parsons here to explain. So what does that buying down points, what does that mean?
In simple terms, you are prepaying interest on your mortgage loan.
Okay.
And instead of a 6.5% rate, you might pay, and I'm throwing out some numbers here just to generalize your lender, your situation is going to be different. Mm-hmm. But let's say you've got a 6.5% rate, and you give them an extra $6,000 up front, then you wind up with a 6% rate.
Oh, okay.
So as long as you stay in that property for, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, you'll pass that break-even point, and you're saving a lot of money per month in your payment, and in the long term, because you pre-bought that interest.
So what does that? But that could also affect your down payment as well, right? Or does that? Do they go hand in hand?
It does. Okay. So when you buy down points, you're prepaying that interest. Your closing costs for your mortgage loan are higher.
Okay.
But long term, you're saving money.
Okay.
Now here's where this gets interesting, because we actually have a spot on the offer to purchase form that allows the seller to buy down points for the buyer's rate.
Okay.
We're at a situation right now.
And why would a seller do that?
Negotiation.
Okay.
There's, and we've said it on air several times, that there's 1,000 different ways that these negotiations can go. Don't get so tunnel vision that the only negotiation out there is the price.
Okay.
There's terms. There's condition. There's so many different ways a negotiation can go. So we're at a unique point in the market right now where we've seen prices just inflate in some categories, especially like higher end waterfront homes.
Right.
We've seen those homes almost double. We're looking at 92 to 93% increase in those prices for those homes today versus just a couple years ago.
Right.
And those prices haven't really come down a lot, and I don't think they'll ever come down to what they were. Now you throw in the rates, what we're seeing out there coast to coast with, you know, lenders and what percentage rates are.
Mm-hmm.
So if a seller is willing to negotiate, and let's just say $10,000, if they're willing to negotiate on the purchase price by $10,000, maybe throw out there, if a rate is your hang up, if as a buyer you say, man, I'd really love to buy this house, they're willing to negotiate on the price, I just can't get the rate that I'm looking for, ask, say, hey, seller, if you're willing to negotiate, rather than put all that negotiation onto the price, why don't you buy down some points for me?
These are conversations that happen between, the transaction is buyer and seller, but here's where the real estate professionals come in and do the negotiating part. So if you tell your, if you're looking to buy a house, you tell your buyer's agent, we're not comfortable with the price, we need to figure out a way to get this lower. You tell that to your buyer's agent, they negotiate with the seller's selling agent, and that's where the negotiation really starts.
Right, and that's a big part of what we do, is we keep the emotion out of the negotiation, because people don't like to be told no.
Right. Yeah.
And sometimes we take it to heart, you know, and it really hurts us, and then we start to feel vindictive, and you know, and then it becomes that, you know, contest,
right,
so to speak. But agents, because we typically close a property sometimes a couple a month, you know, we go through this on a regular basis, we know the different ways that it can go. So agents get together and they bring up ideas that maybe even buyer and seller haven't even thought of.
Yeah.
But because we do this day in and day out, we say, hey, let's try this angle, or maybe let's try that angle. And buying down points on a mortgage loan is, I think right now is the time to be asking for that, because rates haven't come down like we had hoped. Yes, they've come down.
Yeah.
And it's, but what's going to happen when rates do come down? That buyers are going to start buying again, which, what do you think that's going to do with the prices of homes? It's going to drive them up a little bit.
Yep.
So maybe now is the time to go ahead and get that property you've got your eye on in negotiation. Ask seller, would you, instead of negotiating all this on the price, let's put some in points. You get a better rate, you get a better price, you get the property that you want, and if rates do come down significantly in the future, you can refinance. But you're not going to be part of that craziness in the market that we're going to see again when rates do come down and buyers start clamoring for houses once again.
And given what we've heard on the radio this morning in the news, this rate thing could be coming down. There, it's pretty scary to be sitting and listening to the financial news this morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that rate decrease could be coming to try to get the economy back going. But I guess that's all ifs and whens, and we don't know any of those things. So we got to deal with what we know here today. You mentioned something in that last thing, Ben, that really hit home. People that say, well, what is he talking about, emotions? This is a business transaction. There's no room for emotions in a business transaction. How do you divorce yourself from the emotions? It's your house. I mean, you've put everything into this house, your blood, sweat, your tears, your finances. There are going to be emotions. No matter how cold-hearted a person you are, there's going to be some emotions, and that's when it's time to back off and let the pros take over.
Yeah, there's a song, gosh, I can't remember her name right now, The House That Built Me.
Oh, yeah, that's Miranda Lambert.
Yep, Miranda Lambert. Yep. And, you know, that song brings a tear to my eye every time I hear it. And as a seller, you know, in a lot of cases, that's the house you raised your kids in. That's the house where the handprints went in the concrete and the sidewalk. And, you know, now you're passing this home along to someone else. You know, your dog's buried in the yard and you've got all these memories here, and now it's time to take the next chapter. It's maybe it's an older couple that are, they're ready to downsize, or maybe it's a younger couple that's looking for that waterfront home to raise their kids up on the water. You know, but our conference rooms, all of our conference rooms have a box of tissues in there, and it's for good reason, because a lot of times there are sometimes happy tears, sometimes sad tears, sometimes, hey, it's moving on to the next chapter tears. It gets emotional. On the buyer's side, they're pushing toward that next chapter, pushing, and in a showing, they find that house, they fall in love with it. They can already see the memories in the future that they're going to make at that house. They can feel it. They can taste it.
They're picking out where the Christmas tree goes already.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they're so sure they're going to get it. And next thing you know, a seller says, nope.
Yep.
I want this, or I'm looking for that, or someone offered me something better. That's heartbreaking. So then you go into the next negotiation a little jaded and a little stiffer upper lip.
Yeah.
And we see that. As agents, we all see this. We've experienced it ourselves. We've experienced it with our clients. And we know that when emotions get heated, negotiations typically don't go your way. So we just try to keep it to the facts and make sure that we bring these parties together and both sides are happy.
Absolutely, because that's what everybody just wants, happy people at the end of it all, because, it's your biggest investment. And you want to be happy in your new home, and, let somebody else take care of all that negotiating stuff.
Yeah.
So buying down points. Again, is that something that is like one of the very first things that comes out of the quiver when it comes to negotiation, or is that something you'll leave for a little while later on?
It depends on the market.
Okay.
And right now, I think it's the kind of market where it should be brought up. You know,
right,
we've
away
got inflated values of homes. Most people have their heels dug into the sand, and they don't want to come down on the price because they've been told, and they're seeing that, hey, it's worth what I'm asking.
Okay.
But if no one's buying it and it's sitting on the market, well, maybe it's not. Maybe it's not worth what you're asking. Or maybe it is, but the buyers just can't quite pull that trigger because conditions aren't perfect enough for them in order to do that. This may be the one thing that closes that gap between buyer and seller.
I can tell you this, while we were looking for a home, we found one property after looking for a long time. We found a property that was in the area that we wanted, but the house wasn't what we exactly wanted. So we took a little extra time. We had contractors come out. What's it going to take to make this house ours? All that kind of stuff. Well, the bottom line is, while all that was going on my end, somebody else was looking at that house, and I knew somebody was going to come along. They're going to snatch this thing up like crazy. We better get on this. And so we finally got our numbers in a row. We made our offer, and it was rejected. affected. And I go by that house now all the time, Ben, and I see the people that are in there, and they are happy. They got the place fixed up. The dogs are running around, flowers all over out on the deck. And I'm thinking, well, I'm glad that somebody fell in love with that place, but I also know they beat us to that piece of land. So long story short is we got the one that we wanted anyway in the end. But when you see something that you want in this market, you better come strong. You better come with your best offer, and then you better be ready to sit back and do some negotiating, because that's your dream house. You don't want to lose it. I think it's better just to pay a little bit more up front to get that dream house than to, you know, constantly be thinking about what you lost.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And finding that when you find that property, you can feel it. You know it's yours. Don't hold back. And just look forward to the future. Hey, rates will come down. We can refinance. I've done it myself. It worked out great. We're saving a lot of money. And if you can do that up front by asking the seller to buy down points, you're even money ahead.
And I'm glad you brought back the refinancing thing. But people might be saying out there, well, that costs money, too, to refinance the loan as well. And so maybe I should just wait until things come down where they're going to be. But then you take the chance. So that's one of those, you know, yeah. Darn if you do, darn if you don't. Right. You put it on a scale and see which, and they balance out pretty even a lot of times. So I guess it comes down to personal stuff and taking the emotion out, letting your real estate professional make that deal. Yeah. And I think it'll go a lot easier for most folks that are in the market and on that emotional roller coaster.
Absolutely. It's how bad do you want it, and can you afford it, and just make it happen.
Is there a place people can go to really study on this? I know people, Ben, that they're going to hear us talking about this. They're going to say, well, I still got to study on this. Where would somebody go to really study on this, this buying points down concept especially?
Well, most people have become armchair warriors, and they can hop online. I mean, the internet is full of information, good, bad, and ugly.
Yeah.
But I would recommend pick a lender. Talk to your lender about this, because this is what they do when it okay. comes to mortgage loans, rates, terms, buying down points. And they're going to be the ones that talk to you about, hey, when you go to buy down points, this is how much it's going to cost. This is how much it's going to how much it's going to save you. And this is how long it's going to take to hit that break even point. So pick your lender. And we have a handful that have done our clients very well. We'd be glad to pass those names out. But pick your lender and have that conversation with your lender. They're going to give you the exact details and let you know how it works.
Anytime you're picking sides, you want to put the odds in your favor. So pick the people that are going to help you get to where you want to go.
Yeah, it's a team effort.
Yeah.
And you got to have the right people in your corner.
Anything else on buying down points?
No, I think we pretty much covered it. It's a smart idea. Yes, it costs money. It can be used in a negotiation, and it can save you money both short-term and long-term, especially if the seller's willing to chip in for that.
And talk to the real estate and the financial professionals that you trust and get a plan down. So somebody might need some of that planning for this new piece of land that you're talking about. Ben, the man for land, Parsons, when you have a new listing of land, people's ears perk up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And this is a nice one. This is off of Highway E. It's between Tomahawk and Merrill, actually just north of the E Bridge. I don't even think it's a mile north of the E Bridge.
Okay.
And there's some questions that people ask about, you know, are there easement? Is it an MFL? Is it this? Is it that? Well, this one, there's no easement involved. It is a 30-foot wide owned road that comes off of E that goes back a quarter mile to the property.
Okay.
And,
is it so, on the water, on the water side, or on the other
it's
side?
It's on the west side.
Okay, got it.
Yep, this property's on the west side, and it's a beautiful 80. You've got nice big hardwoods there on the south, and it gets more aspen and birch the further north you go. There's a beautiful little creek that runs through it. There's a pond right smack in the middle of it. There's a nice trail system that goes all the way around, just inside the line there, and then a couple trails that cut across the property, so easily accessible. A lot of the stands are already there. And if the stands, some of the older stands, I would not recommend using this fall, but those stand locations are tried and true. So get those old ones down and get your new one up before this fall. You mentioned, you know, is this thing on the water? No, this is not on the water. But what I like about this piece is three quarters of a mile down on Gruning Lane, I also have a 3-acre building lot, different seller. All right, but it's a 3-acre building lot, beautiful building lot on Gruning Lane. It's a dead-end road. At the cul-de-sac, there's Rock Falls owns an outlot there.
Okay.
So everyone there on Gruning Lane has that outlot access to the grandfather flowage. So here you have, in my opinion, the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
You've got a private 3-acre building lot on Gruning Lane. Highway E is ATV accessible, so hop on your side-by-side, go 3/4 mile up E, turn in on your owned road to your 90-acre hunting parcel, so you have all that 90 acres with grandfather flowage access. You're not paying taxes, waterfront taxes on 90 acres. You're not even paying it on the three.
Right.
So have the best of both worlds. You build on three, have 90 right up the road, and both of the sellers have told me that they are motivated. So if a person comes to me and they start throwing out some numbers, we can start that negotiation and maybe get both of those parcels under the same ownership.
And the location there, like you said, not far from Tomahawk, not far from Merrill. You're right there on the water. Highway 107 and Highway E are two of the nicest highways that we have here in Lincoln County, I think. 107's a little bit rough and all, but I hear that's going to get all fixed up, too, in the next year or so. So if really no reason not to go out and take a look at those properties.
Yeah, 107 and E both, when the leaves start changing colors.
Oh, gorgeous.
You want to see some beautiful scenery. Those are two roads right up beside the flowage. That's just absolutely beautiful.
Why do you want, if people have a parcel of land to sell and they're kicking around who they're going to get to market this thing, why do you want them to choose you?
Well, because I think I'm the best at what I do.
Yeah.
But when it comes to land especially, you know, I've got a background in hydrology. So waterfront properties are right up my alley. I grew up on a small family farm, so agricultural and farm properties are right up my alley. And then I've got over 20 years as a forester. As a matter of fact, I'm still a cooperating forester with the Wisconsin DNR. So that's 10 hours of continuing education every year that I do that, another 18 every 2 years to remain a licensed realtor. So, you know, the background is just, there's just no one else out there that can hold a candle to what I can do as far as marketing their land and knowing what they've got.
I didn't know you before you became Ben the Man for Land Parsons at RE/MAX Property Pros, but I can say this, Ben, you're one of these guys that I can point to that I know really loves what he does. The passion for what you do comes through in every conversation I've ever had for you, and I think that translates to folks too, because yeah, they want somebody passionate on their side, whether buying or selling. They want somebody with that passion, that drive, and somebody who really loves what they're doing, and it really comes through with you, Ben.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, and you know, the conditions of this job aren't always the best. Sometimes people aren't truthful with you. Sometimes, you know, and it's very expensive. The marketing is expensive. The dues and everything that goes with this, it's very, very expensive. But I do it and I still do it and I will always do it because when it comes down to the work, I love the work and mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to do anything else.
What's the best part of your job?
Best part of my job is the people. And it's when we get to that closing point, you know, we have everyone at the closing table and they're signing the papers and you see the happiness in their face that we made this house ours, we made this land ours, and they get to start that new chapter in life knowing that we were a monumental process in making that property theirs so they can start those memories. People, it's the best part about our job.
And I can say this, we found our property that we have fallen in love with now, and we finally got buyers for our old house back in Stetsonville, and seeing their enthusiasm, young couple, the guy's into cars, he's got four cars, garage stalls now, and the dude's just on top of the world, and just knowing that people that are going to really love the place as much as we loved it, that's another one of those emotions that are good emotions when it comes to buying and selling land and
absolutely.
Houses.
Absolutely, and let's hope that he's into lawn care as well.
Yes, he better be in the lawn care because I got a lot of blood, sweat, and tears invested into that thing, too. Well, Ben, any parting words for us today?
Oh, my gosh. Just don't be afraid to negotiate. You know, if it's out there on the market, it's been out there on the market for a month or more, you love the property, you love the house, you love everything about it, it doesn't matter if it's me as your agent or someone else. Now is the time to negotiate those deals, talk to your professionals, and figure out what are the different angles that we can take to negotiate it and make that property yours, because over time, the price of dirt does not go down.
Exactly, and that's the thing you got to keep in mind. Even with the bumps in the road, just look past that, get past that, and you know things are going to be fine, and get that dream property now and work out the rest after.
Absolutely.
Ben Parsons, the man for land from UX Property Pros. What's the best way to get a hold of you and learn more?
Call or text 715-550-5683. Of course, we're on social media. You can find us, Ben the Man for Land, on YouTube and Facebook. or shoot an email to benthemanforland@gmail.com.
Outstanding. I hope your phone rings soon, Ben. Thanks for being here this morning. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a good one.
You're very welcome. Ben the Man for Land Parsons from RE/MAX Property Pros. Yeah, you want a good guy working on your side, give Ben the Man for Land a call at RE/MAX Property Pros.